Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring in Windy Cabin. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Good Monday morning, everybody, and welcome back to Chair Shot Radio. I hope everybody has their coffee ready, had their breakfast, and are ready and set to have a wonderful Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Happy MLK Day to everybody, and indeed, let freedom ring, especially in times like this. My name is PC Tunney. I am your endless entertainment experience. I am the eternal entity all up in your earballs. And like I said, welcome back, January 18th, Monday morning, Chair Shot Radio, once again, where we always encourage you to use your head. First of all, folks, let's get it right out of the way. You know you need it. You know you need a Chair Shot t-shirt. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Get over there, get yourself a t-shirt, and then head on over to TheChairShot.com. News, reviews, opinions, analysis, podcasts galore. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. All right, folks, what we got going on today? A big NFL weekend. We're going to talk about what happened there and what we got going on this Sunday, what those big matchups are for the conference championships. That's pretty much what I got for you today. Maybe some random wrestling thoughts here at the end, but let's get right into it.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Sports.
So, my Green Bay Packers kicked the weekend off by taking care of the Los Angeles Rams, and I got to tell you, I think it would have been a different game if Aaron Donald had been 100%. I'm not saying the Rams could have won that game,
But I think the defense for the Rams could have done a little bit better job of getting after Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers looked phenomenal. Again, he's continuing to have his unbelievable season. The thing the Packers did well was run the football. They ran all over the Rams, which was excellent. Davante Adams was able to get some catches on Jalen Ramsey like I thought he would. Kudos to the Rams. Kudos to Jared Goff, who played a really good game with a broken thumb. Three pins in his thumb in the cold. So good for him. The Rams team is a very good team. It's got a lot of really good players and a very good coach. So the only problem for the Rams is when you give up 188 yards on the ground and you're playing Aaron Rodgers, it's really going to be hard to win. So we'll see what the Packers can do this next weekend. But big victory for the green and gold. Matt LaFleur is now 28-7. In the first two seasons as the football coach of the Green Bay Packers. That is ridiculous. The evening game Saturday, Buffalo and Baltimore. Boy, oh boy. If Tucker makes a couple of those field goals in the beginning there, we have a whole different look at halftime where the Ravens are leading instead of tied. But kudos to Buffalo. They came out and threw the ball in that wind. Their defense just looked really good. Baltimore could not get going at all. The passing game was not great, and the running game was a little bit stifled. I know they ran for 150 yards, but at the same time, for them, 4.7 yards a carry is not excellent. And that Buffalo defense not letting them get in the end zone, holding them to the field goal attempts and only making one. So kudos to Buffalo. They're going to have to score a few more than 17 points if they're going to want to win next weekend, because who do they get? The Kansas City Chiefs. Hang on to beat the Cleveland Browns. Boy, I gotta tell you, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't rooting for the Browns at the end of that game. Can you imagine the difference in that game if they don't lose the ball on that touchback, which would have been a touchdown at the end of the half? Now, granted, the game could have went differently. Who knows if Patrick Mahomes gets concussed there either, but shout out to Chad Henne, who comes in and does a very respectful job. I mean, that run he had to get them that close to the first down and give them that fourth and short was unbelievable. Chad Henne is a guy who's thrown for over 13,000 yards in the NFL, folks. So don't be too surprised that the guy actually came in and was competent. Andy Reid is not a moron. He knows he needs a backup quarterback, someone that can actually throw the ball. So I think I sent out a tweet when Henne came in. Will he forever eat for free in Kansas City, or will he never be welcome back again? And right now it looks like he's going to be eating for free. He's going to have a lot of free steak dinners in Kansas City there for old Chad Henne. So congratulations to them, and big balls by Andy Reid. He knows his team. He's got confidence in one of the best receivers in the game, a very good offensive line, and like I said, a guy in Chad Henne who you didn't probably know has already thrown for over 13,000 yards in his NFL career. So that's something to think about right there. But shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Browns, I think, are not the Browns anymore. I think that the Browns are just going to continue to get better. And this whole BS about not being as good with Odell Beckham around is just stupid. It's just stupid. He's one of the most talented football players in the NFL in the last 25 years, and you can only be better with him on your team. So I look for Cleveland to only be better next year, which is really bad news for Baltimore and Pittsburgh. You know, now that Cleveland knows, they know they can beat Pittsburgh. They know they can hang with Baltimore, right? I think that's the problem. When you lose for so long, you have to hit that mental switch that tells you, you know what, we can do this. We are this good. Regardless of whether or not, you know, you think it, you say it out loud, that switch in your head gets you to actually believe it. And I think that's where the Cleveland Browns are. So shout out to Kevin Stefanski and that team. I think they're going to be a really good team. And teams are not going to want to face them next year. They're just going to continue to get better. That defense of the Browns is pretty darn solid. The final game, the battle of Moses and Aaron, the battle of Drew Brees and Tom Brady. And folks, check out ESPN if you haven't already. They got a really cool thing where they're showing Brees and Brady's meeting before the game, and Brees' kids are out there, and Brady's throwing them passes and stuff. So these two guys have been friends for a long time. Quite the game we had, and what a finish by the Buccaneers, scoring the last 17 points of the game. It looked like for a minute there that the Saints, boy, they're just going to control the ball and not going to be able to let Tampa get back on top into the lead, but that just didn't happen. Tom Brady comes back, Drew Brees with a few interceptions. Neither team ran the ball great, but now Brady and those Buccaneers are heading to Lambeau Field. Now, I know Lambeau had fans. I know KC had fans. So we will have fans. I wonder if they're going to let more fans into the stands for these conference championship games. I'm not sure. They sounded pretty loud at both venues, but the matchup that the NFL wanted. I said it from the beginning, and how great is it that it's in the NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field? Tom Brady going to Lambeau Field, NFC Championship, to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I mean, you've probably been predicting the Packers-Patriots Super Bowl for the last, you know, 12 years between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, and we haven't got it. Now we get this legendary conference championship game. Can the Packers turn it around from the drubbing they took from the Buccaneers? Now, let's not forget, the Packers were up 10-0 with the ball, with about 12 and a half minutes to go in the second quarter in that game against the Buccaneers before they totally shit the bed. Rodgers throws the pick six, and that's pretty much all she wrote. Uncle Mo is on Tampa Bay's side. We got the same thing on the other side now. Buffalo and Kansas City. Buffalo played Kansas City pretty tough, ended up coming up short, Josh Allen throwing a pick to end that game. Can Buffalo step it up to the next level? I'll tell you what, if Buffalo can't get their offense together, they don't stand a chance in the world. Patrick Mahomes is going to be fine. I know he went out of that game concussed, but I don't see him not making it and being the regular Patrick Mahomes. You never know. It is a brain injury if it is a concussion, so we'll have to take it a step at a time. But honestly, I think Chad Henne could beat the Bills. I don't know that the Bills are... The Bills' strong suit is throwing the ball, and the Kansas City has one of the best secondaries in the league, right? And they can get after the passer. If the Bills can't run the ball in Kansas City, they're going to be toast. Because regardless of who's behind center, the Chiefs are going to put up points. If it's Mahomes, they're going to put up 30 to 40. If it's Henne, they're probably going to put up between 25 and 30 points at the same time. But I fully expect Mahomes to be under center. Now, something pretty cool for me yesterday is I noticed that after Patrick Mahomes scored his rushing touchdown, much like Aaron Rodgers, he chucked that football right into the stands. So I had to throw it out there on Twitter noticing that, you know, I think, and then hashtagged it State Farm Bowl. And I was lucky enough to get a response from none other than Jake from State Farm. So I think he might be hooking me up with the PC price. We'll see what happens. So shout out to State Farm Insurance. In all honesty, I would love to see Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes face off in the Super Bowl. That's my early prediction for this week. Tune in to Three Man Weave, DWI Podcast. I'm sure everybody's going to be talking about the NFL along with wrestling this week on all the podcasts that we got going right here, Chairshot Radio Network. Just because it's such an interesting time of year with the playoffs and everything else, and everybody's teams are going, and it's just, you get so excited, you know. It's one day, you got the whole week to build up the anticipation, and these conference championships are going to be epic. Just four great quarterbacks: Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes, and Josh Allen. Can he hang with the big boys? To me, he's been one of the best four quarterbacks this year. He really has. Honestly, maybe those are the four best quarterbacks from this year that are in that at the end. I mean, if you look at the stats and the way their teams played, now I think this is like the third or fourth year in a row that the 1 and 2 seeds have made it to the conference championships as well. So having that home field advantage, having that bye, and just pretty much being the overall better team obviously means you have better odds to make it farther in the playoffs. I'm looking for great matchups Sunday. CBS and Fox, respectively. The NFC game is first, so Fox, I believe, at 3:05 start time, and then we got 6:40 again. So the same time schedule we had yesterday, we're going to have next Sunday for those conference championships. I can't wait. I really, really can't. Let's see if we can get some lines here. The early lines: Packers -3.5, over under 51. Chiefs only -3. Over under 54, and I think that line's going to change for the Chiefs once they realize that Patrick Mahomes is okay. I think you're going to see that line go up to about 6.5 or 7. That seems a little bit, I think that's a little early hesitation on the sports books there to put that line right at 3 before they find out what's going on with one Patrick Mahomes. So there you have it. Like I said, 3:05 NFC Championship on Fox, Buccaneers heading to Green Bay, and 6:40 AFC Championship on CBS. Then Buffalo Bills going to circle the wagons and head on in to Kansas City. All right, folks, I hope you're enjoying your Monday morning. I hope you've been enjoying Chair Shot Radio, all the wonderful personalities we have here. I know we've been enjoying bringing it to you. I'm going to hit a quick break, and I'll be right back.
Save big on brunch for Mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net. AngryLemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT, get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, folks, welcome back to Chair Shot Radio. And use your head. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Get yourself a Chair Shot t-shirt. Make yourself look more aesthetically pleasing. Head on over to thechairshot.com. We got something there for everybody. Tons of news, reviews, analysis, and podcasts. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. All right, folks, PC Tunney here. Happy Monday morning once again. Speaking of Monday mornings, coffee and breakfast. My go-to favorite breakfast is a nice ham and cheese omelet with cheddar cheese, right? Put a little water in those scrambled eggs. It makes them a little fluffier, you know, it's even with an omelet too, like a little drip there, right? I do like some bacon, got to be crispy. Hash browns, I'm in love with hash browns, man. You got to get them crispy too on the top, a little brown, and then on the inside, they're nice and warm. Ooh, tastes so good. Drizzle a little ketchup on there. Got to have good coffee, a little cream, a little sugar. And orange juice, glass of orange juice. Love me some OJ in the morning. Nothing wrong with that at all. So there's your PC breakfast, okay? And hopefully I'll be getting the PC price on that every time I go to the diner. Anyway, let's talk very briefly a little bit of wrestling news. WWE announced that where and when the next three WrestleManias will be. This year they are going to move it back a week. We're going to do April 10th and 11th. We're going to do that tonight again. And it's looking like from Raymond James Stadium with some fans. So that should be interesting. A little different take. I'm kind of over the 2 days. I'm kind of over the six-hour pay-per-view as well. But I won't get into that right now. Tune in to Pot is War, DWI podcast, to listen to me rant about that. Next year, we're heading back to Arlington, to Dallas. And we're going to do it at AT&T Stadium again. I'm hoping by 2022 WrestleMania, we're full out with fans by then. That's a long way away. This vaccine hopefully kicks in. Hopefully we get the 100 million vaccines out in the first 100 days Biden is president. And hopefully all that goes well this week. Well, since that just came up right now too. Praying for everybody to have a safe week there at the Capitol. And then finally, WrestleMania 39, 2023. Like, can we book The Rock for that right now? Like, hey Rock, what are you doing in 2023? I don't know. I got to check my schedule. No, dude, it's like 2.5 years from now. Can you commit? We need The Rock versus Roman. I need it. Hopefully, I don't have to wait 2 years. Maybe that's the comeback between them. I don't know. But we'll finally get out to the brand new SoFi Stadium and have that WrestleMania 39 right there. Now, as far as the Hall of Fame ceremony goes, from what I heard, since they weren't able to have that ceremony last year, they're going to have those inductees inducted virtually this year. And then possibly also have another induction. I'm not sure. This would make perfect sense if there's people there this year for WrestleMania that you do last year's virtually, and then you just induct Undertaker by himself this year. That would be where I would go with it. But anyway, there you have it, folks. The next three WrestleManias are set. I can't wait. Looking forward to the Royal Rumble. Speaking of wrestling, I know Impact had a pretty solid pay-per-view Hard to Kill over the weekend, so why don't you do yourself a favor, Thursday night, right there, chairshot.com, 8 p.m. Eastern, Pod is War will be back, Andrew Belaz, Christopher Platt, all up in your earballs. I'm sure we'll be checking out and talking about Hard to Kill. All right, folks, my name is PC Tunney. I thank you once again for tuning into Chairshot Radio. I hope you have a great Monday. I hope you have a great week. I hope your football teams are still playing, and if not, they made it this far. At least you won one playoff game, so good for y'all. Once again, find me at PC Tunney. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you check out Bandwagon Nerds today. And yeah, the last thing I'm going to say to everybody is, it is Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I want you guys to really think about the golden rule as you're going around and interacting with people. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Have a great week, folks. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.